How many times have our patients returned to our office and are just stuck in the cycle of chronic inflammation? We throw everything we have at them, nothing changes, and even our dentists are frustrated. Rather than throwing our hands up and shrugging, we need to be turning to PerioTrace by PerioProtect. I have seen the evidence firsthand and have helped so many hygienists find this resource because it really works, which is why there are so many products on the market now trying to imitate them. The results are speaking for themselves, but rather than going with an unproven product, stick with the only periodontal medicine delivery system cleared by the FDA. And not only that, but their support team is seriously among the best I've ever encountered, from the education to implementation to support when there's the inevitable bumps on the road. They are there for you. If you want to get in contact with them to learn more about how you can treat your patients better, head over to perioprotect.com/RDH. And on that site, at the bottom is a contact form that you can fill out or simply email them directly to ask for help. This is one thing I truly believe should be in every dental practice. perioprotect.com/RDH to stop the cycle of chronic inflammation. Hey everyone, Andrew here from Atella 2 Hygienist Podcast. Yes, you are on the right feed, but no, this is not a normal show. I want to let you know right now that what you are about to hear is not suitable for work. It is likely also not appropriate for children. If you are sensitive to racy topics, go ahead and hit that delete button right now. You might not like this episode. But now that you've been warned, please welcome to a special RDH Rant Takeover episode with Heather, Anna, and Liz.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of RDH Rant Takeover. I'm Anna, and joining me today are my fellow twat waffle fast girls who wear cute as fuck scrubs, Liz Woo-hoo! And Heather. Guys, say hi.
Hello.
Liz. Hi, guys.
Hi.
So for today's episode, we thought we'd highlight some embarrassing moments in the operatory. We've all done or said some off-color shit in the op, and if you're lucky enough not to have done anything, lucky you. But I'm sure you've seen a coworker or two that have done some embarrassing shit, so that's what we're here to discuss. So I guess I'll start off with what my embarrassing story. So
yes. I can't imagine you being embarrassed ever.
I'm not usually not. Like, I'm generally, like, I don't know. I don't get embarrassed very easily, but it was a gassy day, and as you guys know, I am one gassy bitch. Like, I just fart all day. So this one particular day, it was like I'm holding it in and squeezing those ass cheeks, like, please don't come out. And I release a silent but deadly one, and the patient actually stops me and they're like, oh my god, what's that smell? And I was like, fuck. So to cover it up, I'm like, oh, that's from your perio pocket. There was a lot of stuff in there, and that's the stuff that I'm pulling out, and that's where that smell is coming from.
It's super.
So I turned around and blamed it on the patient.
What did she say?
She was like, oh my god. I was like, yeah, you need a water pick. You really need to get in there.
You need a water pick for your ass, Anna.
Yes, I do.
Oh my god.
So that's my embarrassing story. And it's not even, I guess, that embarrassing because I kind of recovered, but I don't know. It embarrassed me at the moment when the patient first got up and was like, oh my god, what's that smell?
Yo, so breath, think, girl.
Yeah, I know, right? That perio pocket. You nasty.
Halitosis.
So what about you guys? Do you guys have any embarrassing stories to share?
I am really fucking awkward every day. But it's but it's really
it is.
It's really little stuff, like, you know, spraying the patient's face with water everywhere, or, you know, stubbing my toe, hitting my knee on things.
What do you say when you spray their face with water? Cuz I always say the same corny thing, and I wonder if anybody else says what I say.
I say
go ahead, you say what you say.
I say, oh, it's like hitting a spoon in the sink.
What?
Like hitting a spoon in the sink. You know how when you have water and there's a spoon in the sink and the water just goes everywhere? That's what I say.
No clue.
Oh, okay.
No, I say, oh, no, that happens all the time. But I say something along the lines of, you know, free shower today. We don't charge extra for that. Sorry. You know, or something stupid like that. Like about.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, I'm like, I bet you didn't come here expecting a shower.
Yeah.
I hope you're I'm not like, wearing any makeup.
Free facials today. And then I realize that there's another meeting for facials. And then I want to just like keep talking. And so if it's a man, luckily, hopefully, I'm like, oh, free beard washes today. Sorry. Or free mustache washes. Sometimes it's a woman, which that's kind of awkward when I say that. But
free mustache washes.
I feel, it wouldn't be for me. I have a mustache. I feel very attacked. Oh, damn, I didn't wax today, and she sees it.
I feel attacked.
Just
right
pretend
now.
You're at the spa.
I do say that when I'm doing like with the piezo up on the maxillary interiors, and it gets everywhere. I always tell them,
"Oh,
just pretend
yes.
you're at the spa. Today's a spa day." But as far as my own personal ones that stand out to me, you know, I think almost all of us, when we were kind of getting some content, there was a lot of people who've tripped over the X-ray cord yanked the XCP and the sensor like right out of the patient's mouth. I've done that, certainly. But my cringy X-ray moment was I was placing the sensor in, and I placed it just perfectly because you guys know I kind of struggle with X-rays. I've admitted that before. I placed it perfectly. I ran out to press the button, came back in, looked at the screen. There was nothing. And so I was like, okay, it wasn't a practice I was familiar with. So I checked the sensor cord. I checked the software. Everything looked good. So I did it again. Absolutely nothing. And then I realized that I hadn't even positioned the X-ray head at the patient's face, and I was just radiating the floor. But the very worst part,
I've done that too.
The very worst part of it is this was during a working interview. And another,
what?
Yes, this was, and another hygienist was observing me.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
And she didn't say anything?
They didn't say anything. I think it's one of those things like, do we tell her? Do we embarrass her in front of the patient? Do we just wait for her to figure it out or whatever? I mean, I ended up getting the job anyway, but yeah, I felt very, very, very small. And then last week I had one. I was irrigating. Since I work in perio, I have a lot of furcation involved. Patients with furcation involvement. And so I was irrigating through and through furcation, and I flushed it out from the buccal side. And then I told the male patient, I was like, okay, now can we hit it from the back?
He was probably like, hell yeah.
Ooh, yeah, baby. Because you're pretty hot, seriously? Liz. I don't know if anyone's seen you, but you're hot.
He was like trying so hard not to laugh. Like I could see that like he was trying, like he was cracking a smile, but he was trying not to laugh. But yeah.
He probably like had his fingers crossed. He was like, ooh, please, 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 please.
Let me hit it from the back.
Please.
So anyway, that was my, yeah, that's, and knowing that we were doing this episode, I kind of like was like, okay, I have to include that this week. So, all right. So Heather, tell us your embarrassing stuff.
I think mine's kind of a lot of the same. I feel like a lot of things we say in dental have some sort of like sexual innuendo type thing.
Spit, and don't for swallow. Me,
yes. And for me, I have a husband who swears he'll never grow up, and three teenage boys. Well, I'm sorry, a 21-year-old and then two teenage boys. So my mind is like a 12-year-old high school boy or middle school boy. So I giggle at the word balls because that's just what I'm used to.
Balls is a big thing in our house too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think if you have boys, then you just know that you have to giggle when someone says balls. Just like today, my patients, the little boy got to get something out of the toy chest gumball machine, and he got two bouncy balls. And the mom said, here, put your balls in the bag. And it took everything I had not to giggle. But I kept a straight face. Yeah. No, they were, one was purple and one was green.
He needs to see a doctor.
Yeah. Gangrene balls. But so my story is kind of just me, like, I have a certain order. I'm very OCD. I always start in the upper right, work my way around the facials, get to whatever, 15, 16, hit the linguals. And then when I'm done, I always say, okay, just for conversation and, you know, small talk. I'm like, okay, we're all done with the top. Now it's time to clean your bottom. And
bend over.
I said that. I'm like, okay, we're all done with the top. Was everything okay? And the guy's like, yeah. I'm like, all right, moving down to clean your bottom. And then I just sat there and I'm like, oh, shit. Did I just say I'm going to clean your bottom? And at this point, I look up and he's like kind of smirking. And I'm like, bottom teeth, teeth, bottom teeth. I'm going to go clean your bottom teeth, teeth. And he just starts laughing. And then I couldn't help it. I just start laughing because, again, like I said, I'm a 12-year-old adolescent boy at heart. So I've tried to learn not to say that anymore, which is kind of a hard habit to get out of.
Yeah, because we say the same things over and over again.
I know. I feel sorry for the assistant whose room is next to me who has to listen to my stories over and over and over again.
Oh, yeah.
They're probably like, okay, it's not funny anymore, bitch. Be quiet. Like, I don't care about your vacation anymore. I did think of another one, though. So, and Liz, Liz and I went to the same dental hygiene school. We had the same teachers, professors. Liz is actually from the city that we went to hygiene school. I live about an hour away. So for me, finding patients was hard. And thank goodness I had this awesome hygiene sister who was from Anderson, and she helped me find all kinds of patients. And so she brings in this lady for me, my very first cleaning. I'm so nervous. And she gets in the chair, and she is a bartender, like missing most of her teeth. She definitely has perio. Aww. Really nice lady, works at a local bar, very big chested. And I mean, like, very big chested.
Those are so, those patients are so hard to work on.
It is.
Like when they have the, it's like, I don't know. It's like the weirdest thing. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't, well, because we're laying them back.
Their boobs are in their chin. And their,
well, because we lay
them
back. So the boobs go up to the chin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is what I've learned. And then the napkin, yeah, it was just a mess. But my biggest fear was flipping my instrument and like snagging their face. Because, I don't know, someone told me a horror story. So I was, like, over-exaggerating. And I had my Explorer, and I pull it way out of the mouth to flip it around. But when I did that...
You snagged her tit.
Yes! Right in the nipple! And I am, like, already nervous. And I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. And I look at her, and she's just laying there with her eyes closed. Doesn't flinch, doesn't move, nothing. And I'm like, do I say something? Do I not say something? So I go to like get it, and she had on a sweater. And so of course the Explorer, like the shepherd hook, is like stuck in her sweater. Thank God I did not give her a nipple piercing.
Yeah, no
on
doubt.
Her first cleaning. But
did you ever
I just...
go to adjust the bib and like grab the patient's tit by mistake? Because that happens all the time to me. And I'm always like, I'm
so
sorry.
Done that.
No, I've done that done so that. Many times. I don't
I've
know
accidentally,
why.
Like, rubbed my arm or hand against someone's boob, like, doing blood pressures and stuff. Mm-hmm. But I just ignore it. But, yeah. My very first patient in dental hygiene school, I pierced her nipple almost with a Shepherd Hook Explorer.
That's probably, that's awesome. I mean, that's probably, if you want to get out of hygiene, that's probably a lucrative business, too, and you already have some experience. So, get to piercing.
Nipple piercing?
Yeah. Do it.
Heck yeah. I could do that.
All right. So what did our what did our ranters say? What embarrassing stories did they share with us? Who's got some good ones?
So
Anna, say you posted a long time ago embarrassing stories when you were having a bad day and needed a pick-me-up.
Yeah, I was having a bad day and I was like, I want everyone to make me laugh. Share your most embarrassing stories with us. And we got like some of the funniest shit. That I literally was in my bed, like, laughing, crying. It was so funny. And I hope it translates like as funny when we say them now, but well, some of them are really,
you know,
really,
they're funny to
really
us,
funny.
So yeah. Screw everybody else.
All right, so we had a ranter say that this is what she had posted. I tell everyone they can raise their left hand if they are uncomfortable. I said this on two separate occasions, on two separate appointments to a kid with only a right arm.
That is not funny. Thankfully, he had a
yeah, I know, it's not. I know, but it is. Thankfully, he had a great sense of humor. Or there's the one...
But hold up.
Wait.
I read a few stories where some patient only had one arm. And so many hygienists in Rant, at least, have
this.
Made mm-hmm. this. Like,
yeah.
I mm-hmm. know I read a story about telling a guy with one arm to put his hands on the pano and grab the bar. And he put one up. And she specifically said, both hands.
Oh,
and
no.
He just looked at her like, bitch, you know I only have one arm. And then she realized what she said and was like, oh shit, I'm sorry. So that's kind of a common thing.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
Another thing is like saying the wrong thing. So another renter said, I meant to say, hey, I have to go grab an instrument. I'll be right back. And instead I said, I have to go grab an instrument and shit. I'll be right back.
But see, that one could be played off. Like, we all knew she was about to 911 shit herself.
I have to go shit, sorry.
But
see,
I don't know. Like,
I
where
should
from.
Have done
could,
that. I like, should have I, done that.
Yeah.
When I was having my gas problem, I should have gotten up and said I have to go shit instead of silent farting and blaming it on the patient.
I don't know. I mean, I know where you guys are from, but... Like, where we're from is kind of like an inside joke. They're like, hey, I'll take a cheeseburger and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, they just add and shit afterwards.
Yeah, I'm gonna go grab some,
so,
yeah.
I'm gonna go grab some instruments and shit. So she could have played that off if she was gangsta.
That's true.
Yeah. I'm gonna grab some instruments and shit. You know, like this cotton roll and like this explorer and
What about yeah. this one? This is a funny one. The dental assistant walked into the break room to get the doctor and announces that the patient... Sorry, hold on. announces to everyone in the break room that the patient had to have their vulva removed. Sorry.
Heather has a mouthful of drink.
Did they that say,
The
wrong
patient
office?
Had to have their vulva removed, but she meant to say uvula.
Oh my gosh. That's a common one, because I had one from another post that was like that, that the hygienist said that the patient had to have his epiglottis removed, and then that she added that he also had his vulva removed too, and the doctor just looked at her like, what the hell did you just say? And she's like, uvula! No, uvula, not vulva.
See, that one would have been better because it was right in front of the patient.
And the doctor.
And he was male. And the doctor, and it was male. I would have been like, I said what I said. He had his vulva removed.
Another one was the assistant came into the room and asked the doctor, how long do you need for an episiotomy?
What?
Ooh.
What was she trying to say?
Apicoectomy?
Oh my god.
Apicotomy.
Oh my god.
I'm sorry, apicotomy. She said episiotomy instead of apicotomy.
Well, you know, that's just Latin. It's the Latin's fault for making all these words sound so alike.
Oh my gosh, that is too funny.
So bad. But the patient, I'm just thinking of the patient in the chair being like, wait a minute. Am I at the dentist or the gynecologist? What's that?
Am I crowning? What's going on? Oh my gosh.
I got last night, a ranter sent me an anonymous that said, I saw where y'all, hey, are wanting embarrassing stories. I was taking a pano on a rather larger man. He had man boobs, to say it bluntly. I meant to say, turn your feet towards me, but I said, turn your tits towards me. We had a moment of awkward eye contact, and I slowly backed out of the pano room, trying to shriek myself away. First of all, I wonder if she meant to say, like, tootsies? Like, sometimes people call feet tootsies?
Or footsie,
which would still be weird, but she said tits. And second, all I can think of is Homer Simpson shrinking back into the bush. That little gif.
Like, I said, turn your tits toward me.
Oh my gosh. Sorry, I snort sometimes.
Yeah, you're snorting. Anna's like wiping the tears from her face from
I'm cracking up at these. I can't even tell you the next one because the next one's really funny and I'm not gonna be able to get it out.
Well, just full disclosure, to our listeners, I told Anna and Liz, they already know this because we talk like 24/7. I have had zero sleep. Like, I did not sleep last night at all. And I haven't eaten today because I work 7 hours straight with no lunch. And then, you know, life just gets busy. And then it was time to record. So, of course, I always pour myself a nice cocktail before we do this to loosen up.
And what's your cocktail?
So, literally.
What's your cocktail?
Well, I've always called it a sex on the farm.
Yes.
It's Malibu rum with a little bit of grenadine and a little bit of orange juice.
Man, but like fancy and shit. I just do like a Red Bull vodka, man.
I'm picky. That's what it is.
Yeah.
So, but then I learned when I went to Oregon not too long ago that that's called a Malibu sunrise.
Yeah. Yeah, I've had
so
those.
I guess. If I want to sound not so unprofessional and not, you know, have people clutching their pearls, I could call it a Malibu sunrise. But really, I call it it's a sex on the beach. But I live on a farm.
I was going to say, so, like, I live on an island where we're surrounded by beach. So we call that a sex on the beach.
Right.
I've never heard it called sex on the farm.
I call it a sex on the farm because I live on a farm in the middle of Indiana. There is no beaches, bitches. So.
All right. I got another rant or story, and this one's kind of funny, too.
Okay.
Another time, after applying varnish, I was telling the kid's mom nothing to eat or drink that's hot, sticky, or crunchy, like cum instead of gum or candy.
Wait, she said this to a kid?
She said nothing to eat or drink that's hot, sticky, or crunchy, like cum. But she meant to say, like, gum.
Right. But she said it to a child.
She's gonna be careful. She's gonna, like...
Yes.
Oh, my God.
And the mom. The child and the mom. Mom's like, okay.
She's gonna end up on, like, the sex offender list if she's not careful how she talks.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, okay. So that's kind of a lead into this one. So one of the ranters said that she walked into the doctor's office and caught him looking at porn on his computer. And
I've had that happen.
Have you really?
But go ahead.
Yeah.
Yes, I have, and I'll tell you the story after, but go ahead.
So I was like, oh my gosh, what was his reaction? She said nothing. He acted like it was absolutely normal and just shut his computer and came and did the exam. What?
Do you know what my doctor's reaction was? This was years ago. God rest his soul, he's no longer with us, but this doctor's reaction when I came into his office and told him that I need an exam. He's watching some crazy porn on his computer, and he's like, oh my God, get over here. Come here. How can she take two fists at once? And I was just like, yeah, that's impressive. I need an exam in room 3.
That's
he's
impressive.
Like, can you believe that?
Oh,
he's like, she's taking two fists. And I was like, yeah.
That's, oh my God.
See?
That's crazy. Now, that reminds me of, okay, I just was reminded of a story that I forgot about that was embarrassing because it happened years ago. I had a patient who, he said, before we get started, let me turn my ringer off. So he pulls his phone out of his pocket. And then he was like, oh, wait, I have a text from my new boyfriend. And he checks the text as I'm putting on his bib. And I don't look at other people's screens because, you know, I'm not interested in what
I always do.
Do you?
Yes,
but I couldn't help.
If you're
looking.
Texting in my chair, I'm standing behind you and like seeing. What are you texting?
Yeah.
I want to see.
So, but I couldn't help because, I mean, it was just right there in all of its glory. His boyfriend's giant penis was just there on the
giant?
Screen. Giant. I mean, this thing was impressive. And the patient threw his phone down on his lap like it was on fire. Like, he was so mortified.
And I would have been like, let me see that again.
He never came back. Like, we didn't speak through the entire appointment. Like, it was...
What?
He was...
No.
He was mortified. I don't know why.
No, no, no.
I would have been bragging.
I would have said something. I don't normally look at my patients' phones. Like, I seriously don't care if they have their phone out while I'm cleaning their teeth. Like, I know a lot of people get pissed off and think that's rude and blah, 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 which sometimes it is. But I don't care. Because if you're looking at your phone, that means then I don't have to talk.
Exactly.
Sorry, I had to put that nicely. But so, yeah, whatever gets me through this cleaning, dude, I don't care. Look at your phone. I don't care what you're looking at. I try not to look.
Look at your boyfriend's penis.
I would have been like, whoa.
Like, fist bump, dude.
I think I would have called that out.
Yeah, I would have been like, damn.
I would have had some fun with that for sure.
You are lucky.
Woo, woo.
Oh, I'd forgotten all about that.
Well, I had forgotten. So I was like, I'm kind of boring. I don't feel like I have a lot of embarrassing stories. I mean, I'm sure I do. I just have a horrible memory. So I was asking some of my coworkers, I'm like, hey, I'm getting ready to record this podcast. I need some embarrassing stories. And they reminded me of some from our office that I totally forgot about that have me like laughing till I was crying. So the first one is a hygienist who worked at our office. I love her and I miss her so much. She retired, but
I'm jealous of her.
I know, I'm jealous of her too. She's living the life. But she, like, I think through our loops, and even if you don't have loops, you can see, like, if a female has, like, a hair, like, stray chin hair or whatnot. And I honestly, some of my patients, I'll just ask, like, some of my older ladies, I'm like, hey, do you want me to pluck that? Because I know if it was me.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, I keep tweezers and like a little tinkle razor in my op for those little old ladies. Because I know if that was me, I would have been like, if somebody didn't tell me I had this ginormous long chin hair, I'd be so pissed off.
Well, I have this magnification mirror that like shows me all of that. Like, I literally go in my mirror every day and look for every little hair that I have.
It's called laser hair removal. It's fantastic.
But
back, I mean, come on, they're like 80-year-old ladies. They didn't have that. So anyway, squirrel, which is funny because Rita loves squirrels. But anyway, so she thought it was just like a loose hair on the patient's face. And so she went to go move it. And I'm really sorry if I'm telling the story wrong, but you will get the gist. She went to go pull it like off, you know, before she starts cleaning. And it was f***ing attached to the patient's face.
How long was it?
It was really long, and it was a lady or a woman or a, I don't even know, but she went to go pull it.
I have one of those growing out of the mole on my neck. Like, you can't see it. It's so baby fine, but it's so long. Like, what kind of mutant am I? So anyway, Heather,
it's
called
menopause.
No, I've had it forever.
It's called hormones, is what it's called.
Oh my god.
Hormones.
Hormones. How do you say it, Anna?
Hormones.
Okay, this hormone's enough, okay? We don't need any more. So I've been at my office for over five years, and I love this office. I will hopefully retire from it. And most of the employees have been there for like 30 years. Well, in fact, this hygienist that I work with, we just celebrated her 30 years. And the dentist has been there for 25 when she started. And she is a great boss. I absolutely love her. But very like super sweet and kind of prim and proper and just... not in a bad way, but just, you know, very, like kind of by the books. And we are kind of raunchy at my office sometimes. And my co-hygienist loves to smack people on the ass if they're bent over. Like, if you are in sterilization and bent over, you better watch it because your ass is going to be on fire from her, like, getting a running start to hit it. So I hadn't been there very long. And I was walking through the door from the operatories to go into our break room. And we have a refrigerator. And I saw the refrigerator door open. And I couldn't see who was bent down getting into the refrigerator. And it was the end of the day. And all I see is my co-hygienist getting a running start and smacking that ass so hard that, I mean, you could hear it through the whole building. And
wait,
all of
you
a sudden,
smacked her ass or she smacked your ass? I'm confused.
No. I'm walking through the door.
Yeah.
And there's somebody getting into the refrigerator bent over who I can't see. And I see my co-hygienist getting a running start and smacking that ass as hard as she can. And I mean, it was like perfect timing. I open up the door, I see her running, smack, and then all of a sudden, I see our doctor, our boss, come jumping up and going, oh!
Oh my God.
Like, and it was one of our bosses. We had two bosses, a male and a female, and it was the female, like, very prim and proper and, you know, very, like, yeah.
This is an HR nightmare. Just throwing that out there.
Well,
it's a
yeah.
nightmare for any HR.
But we
team.
Were just we're a very small office. It
no,
was
that's good.
Then.
That's good. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I don't even think, yeah. So I see her head come flying up over the side of the refrigerator door with this look on her face. But at the same exact time, I can see my co-hygienist's face with the look of, oh, shit, and her whole career flashing before her eyes.
Oh, my gosh. She didn't
because
know.
She realizes that is our boss.
She smacked the wrong ass.
She smacked the wrong ass. She thought it was another hygienist, her work wife hygienist, and it wasn't. And I can see, like, simultaneously our boss's face, like, pure shock. And then also my co-hygienist, pure shock of, like, I'm fired. I just lost my job. Like, I've been here 20-some years. And I just stood there with the door wide open. You probably had to pick my jaw up off the floor. And it was dead silent. But our boss took that like a champ, and she laughed so hard.
Oh, that's good.
And maybe even made a joke about her husband wondering whose handprint was going to be on her ass later that night.
No shit. Oh, my God.
And my co-hygienist just profusely apologizing and almost in tears. And I even think that it was like 5 o'clock, but our office is really cool, and we have a lot of like Wine Wednesdays. So it was like it was 5 o'clock. The day was done, but we were all going to hang out and have some drinks before we went home. So I actually think my boss was bent over to get some wine out of the refrigerator.
No.
But that was the most hilarious thing I had ever seen. And I know to this day, my co-hygienist is still like ready to crawl under a rock. And is probably thinking her lucky stars that she didn't get fired on the spot. But
so am I the only one that like relives these embarrassing moments like at like 3 a.m. And like it's like, oh, my God, everyone still remembers that. And literally nobody remembers your embarrassing moments but you.
No.
But like,
yeah. I don't think so.
You don't do
I
that? Oh,
to.
No, I relive. And I'm like, oh, my God, I hate myself. Why did I say that? Or why did I do that? Or what?
No, that's
I used to
for all of my anxiety, for all of the anxiety that I have, and you guys know I have a lot of fucking anxiety. That's like the one thing that doesn't follow me around.
That's awesome. That's good.
I don't lay there at 3 a.m. like thinking about some shit I did 10 years ago or anything like that. No, I'm like, what's
oh,
done
I do.
Is done. No, I'm more I worry
nobody
more
else
about,
remembers
like,
it except for me.
Yeah, I'm more worried about the thing that I'm going to do in the future.
Yes, that's me. I'll sit in bed and worry about tomorrow.
Yes.
Oh, I never worry about tomorrow.
Oh, God. I wish.
I'm like the most unprepared person for life that ever existed.
Well, I mean, like, you know how
we're gonna bring.
You know how we are. We're just like, oh shit, we have to record this podcast. Let's like throw together some shit real quick.
Yeah, I think I just spent the last 2 hours like preparing in quotation marks for today's podcast, and really, I'm just kind of flying by the seat of my pants.
There is one other story I wanted to share.
Okay.
Okay. End us on this one, Anna.
So my assistant went out on maternity leave, and when she came back. Obviously, as we all do, we gain some weight during maternity, you know, when we have a baby. But she refused to not wear her small scrubs. She was like, determined, I'm going to fit in my small scrubs and that's it. So we were like, all right, whatever. And she also wouldn't wear underwear because her C-section scar was hurtful or whatever. So she didn't want to wear underwear. Fine.
Mm-hmm. Commando.
So she was still squeezing into her small scrubs and... drops something on the floor in front of the patient and then proceeds to bend down to pick up whatever. I think it was like the x-ray holder. Proceeds to bend down, ass in the patient's face, and you hear this rip. It was like a rip across like the whole office.
No.
And as she's bending over, ass in patient's face is her from taint to clit. Like is her... labia, bunghole, the whole nine yards just like is flashed in front of the patient's face. I'm standing outside of the op looking like, oh my God.
Like her brown eye is like staring the patient in the face.
Wait, did the patient everything. Least like, you know, tuck a buck or two in there?
No, like wide eyed, like, okay.
No, so I would have went home. And never came back.
Moved to the woods.
Stands up and she was like, whatever. And she was like, oh, I'm going to go get a lab coat. Meanwhile, her ass was like, yes.
Did she forget she didn't have underwear on?
This was a determined freaking girl. She went and got her lab coat and just finished the day out with her asshole hanging out. It was the best thing ever.
I would have died on the spot. Never to come back. No one would ever
have
heard of me again.
This is the same assistant. This is the same assistant that went out to the waiting room. We had a patient named Jesus.
Oh, Lord.
And she went out to the waiting room and screams. I can't. Goes out to the waiting room and screams, Jesus! Yes!
Jesus, I need you!
Screams Jesus!
I'm looking for Jesus!
People, and everyone's just looking at her like, wait, what?
They're just waiting for like a
I'm looking for Jesus. Yeah, you're looking for Jesus with your ass hanging out.
Yeah, you need it with that brown
you
eye.
You need Jesus, girl.
Oh my God, gosh. I would have died. Yeah, nope, no way. I was thinking like SpongeBob SquarePants episode if I split my pants, but no. Yeah. This is like rated R.
I'm friends with her to this day. I still love her to death. She's
well, hell yeah. She'd
met.
Be one awesome friend.
Oh, yeah.
She gives no shit.
She doesn't.
Literally.
Literally.
Well, maybe literally.
This patient, her bunghole, her taint, and her clit. And she didn't give a shit. She walked straight up. She was like, okay. And she put a lab coat on and finished his x-rays.
And he is a patient for life now.
Oh, yes. All right. Well, thanks for listening, everyone. Be sure to come join us in the group and on Instagram. If you are already in the group and you see something you think we should feature on the next podcast, be sure to send one of us a DM. We'll do our best to get it on the show. It is time for us to sign off, and it's time for you to floss off. Love, peace, and brush your teeth. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.